Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, hey, what up, everybody? This is Pat Flynn, and welcome to episode 168 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. If you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com, and you could get a t-shirt out of it, just like Stuart did for today's question. So let's get right into today's question from Stuart.
Hey, Pat. This is Stuart from the E-commerce and Small Business Guide. The other day, I started the day with some great hopes of achieving the goals that I'd set for myself. And unfortunately, I was interrupted by a couple of small issues that took me away from my program. But when I came back, I found that I just couldn't quite get back into the swing of things. I started on my to-do list, but nothing that I did ever got finished because little problems arose. I became frustrated and then rather angry with myself for not being able to focus on what I was doing. So my question to you is, what do you do when you're faced with situations like that? How do you get back on track and kick all the goals that you want to kick that day? Thanks for giving me the chance to ask the question.
Stuart, thank you so much for the question. This is a very, 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 very common problem. I've experienced it many times before, and I still do. And it's one of the things that holds a lot of people back, getting distracted. You have these goals, you wake up with these things that you want to accomplish in mind, and then by the end of the day, you look at your to-do list, and you're like, wow, I hardly did any of this. And, you know, whether you realize it or not, oftentimes it's because other things that were unplanned get in the way. And it can be really difficult because those things can often take up most of the time. But even if they don't, they take our time and focus away from what we should be doing. And then it's really hard to get back into it. That transition period, like just even if like your kids, I mean, I have a couple kids and, you know, I used to work during the day and I'd be into something and focus. And then all of a sudden my son would knock on the door and be like, daddy, daddy, let's play. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, I am going to be working until 2 p.m. So another hour, just hang out with mommy for a little bit. And all of a sudden I forget where I was and I'm trying to transition back into the, you know, the focus that I had, and it just never comes back. And so that's why I actually avoid those distractions now by not even trying to work during the day. So most of my time is done at night in my office because my kids are asleep. There's no chance that anyone can interrupt me except in an emergency situation. So I'm able to focus and I don't even fight it anymore. So that's the first strategy. It's just, you know, pay attention to what those distractions are and minimize those as much as possible. And for me, it ended up being a complete schedule change, but it's worked out for the better, and I actually work better and I'm more creative at night anyway, so that worked out. And plus, I can be there with my kids when they're awake and be there 100% with them. So that's the first thing, Stuart. Understand what your distractions are. Keep note of them. If they come in every time, perhaps there are some things you can do. If they come in every day or every week, for example, there might be things you can do to stop that from happening, or having somebody else help you if you have an assistant, or perhaps these distractions are email related. You could have somebody manage your email for you so you don't even get those distractions, or just they can give you those distractions at certain times. With email specifically, I know that was a thing that was a huge productivity killer for me because I would just, you know, I'd answer one email, they'd be like, okay, well, I'll answer one more. And then to answer that one, it would take minutes and I just wouldn't remember where I was, and it would be hard to get back into things. So email specifically, one tip I have for email, if email is a distraction or is getting you behind with your work, check in at certain periods of the day, like schedule it into your calendar. That's the best tip I can give you, because, you know, there's some sort of implied delay in the response. You know, you don't, it's not like a doorbell where someone's at the door, and if you don't answer, they're not going to be there anymore, like after 30 seconds, right? It's like a voicemail, you know, and email is just a fancy way to organize other people's priorities, and you have to start with yours. And that's really the best tip I have for you is not necessarily to have a to-do list. I actually don't have a daily to-do list, although there are things that I want to accomplish each day. It's not a list of things that I want to do in all different parts of my life. It's lists of things I have to be done in a certain order within a certain project, a prioritized project that is at the top of my list, and within that project, prioritized tasks. And within those tasks, that's all I'm focusing on. And my goal during the day is just to make progress within that specific project that I'm working on. And that is what leaves me at the end of the day feeling like I had a win. Even though, you know, there might be other things to do, at least I know and I feel happy at the end of the day knowing that I accomplished that sort of one thing, or I made progress on that one thing that I wanted to do. There's a really cool app I've been using lately called WinStreak. And, you know, there's sort of this coaching that goes behind the app, but I haven't done the coaching, but I do know that it feels cool to feel like you have wins during the day. And so it allows you to add in the cool things that have happened or the things that you accomplished each day. And that motivates me to keep moving forward. And so that's a great way for me to wake up and know sort of what I should do next and to sort of understand what would help me consider myself with a win during the day. That's another strategy that a lot of people do. They just have the sort of, you know, how like baseball teams or football teams, they have a win-loss column. You either won a game or you lost a game. Well, for each day, just consider, did you win it or did you lose it? And what going into that day would make it seem like a win to you? So I don't have a to-do list. I don't have to-do lists. I have a prioritized list. To-do lists are a little bit deceptive because they can be a list of just anything. You know, the list is usually created in the order that you thought of them, not necessarily the order that you should be doing them. You know, if you do create that to-do list, prioritize them. Put the ones at the top of the list, the ones that are the most important, the ones that cannot not be done. And, you know, again, keep track and also consider what would help you determine whether you end the day on a good note, and just do those things. Now, when in terms of distractions, one thing that helps me is whenever I get distracted before I do anything else, if I'm in the middle of something and I get distracted, I just spend a couple seconds just remembering and being conscious about where I was. That couple seconds as I'm getting distracted, that is just for me. It's not like a, hey, can you hold on a second? It's really quick. It's like, okay, the last thing I did was this, and make sure that when I come back, that's where I come back. Oftentimes we get distracted and we are literally just in focus mode and then snap right out of it. And then we try to come back to it and we're like, okay, where were we? Sometimes it just takes a little bit of talking to ourselves, maybe even leaving a post-it note or a note to yourself if you're having trouble with that, to just remember, okay, where were you when you left off? That way you don't have to waste time thinking about that and getting back into it. You'll have and remember how you were feeling at that time. Also, I like to sort of walk around a little bit if I get distracted. You know, sometimes it's best for me to take a walk or do the dishes or something useful, something that gets the blood pumping or the hands warm or something like that, because that allows me to spend a little bit of time thinking about getting back into the situation. That was a tip I learned from Yaro Starek from Entrepreneur's Journey. He said, hey, before you start to do your work, do your dishes. And I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And then I tried it and it's like the most awesome tip ever. So try that out. Whether you get distracted or you're just starting your day, do the dishes or make your bed. And that way you will have accomplished something. And it's a small little win that gets you motivated to keep going with your own business stuff. So that's one thing I like to do when I get distracted with my work. And that happens sometimes. I'll get a Skype message during the night when I work, and I'll get out of focus, and then I'll just get up, walk around the house, get a drink of water, do a couple dishes, or, you know, clean up little things here and there. And then during that, because those are sort of mindless things to do, I'm thinking of, okay, where was I? How can I pick back up? And then usually when I come back to my computer, I'm more than likely going to go right back into work mode. Those transitions are really scary, and that's my way of sort of conquering those sort of time sucks. Those are the tips I have for you, Stuart. So I hope that helps you out. And just remember why you do what you do. I think more than anything, that's going to be the biggest motivator for you and might help you get back on track much faster. It's just, you know, a lot of times, this work that we have in our long to-do list or our long lists of priorities and tasks within our projects, I mean, it could be daunting. It could be a huge, overwhelming thing to look at and to understand. And yes, of course, if you see all that stuff that you haven't done yet, it can be hard. But also remember what you have done and why you're doing what you do. For me, it's my kids and my family and financial security and things like that. And that motivates me to get rid of the distractions that were my own fault, like opening emails when I shouldn't have, or, you know, falling into a YouTube hole. That gets rid of those. But the outside distractions, I mean, they're going to come. They're going to come. But remembering why you do what you do and also remembering what you were doing before you get back into it, and being conscious about that will help you just sort of get back on track much faster. So again, Stuart, hopefully that's helpful to you. An Ask Pat t-shirt is headed your way. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. Thank you so much for all the support. And the only thing I can ask of you today is if you have time, head on over to iTunes and leave a review and a rating for the show. Give me your honest thoughts. It's completely motivating for me. I read every single review that comes in, and I do have the ability to see those reviews in every country as well. So it's not just US. So whether you're listening to this, you know, overseas, I'd love to hear from you. So head on over to iTunes, find Ask Pat, and leave me some words of encouragement or constructive criticism if you have it. I'm always here to improve. And thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. And as always, I like to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Miguel de Cervantes. And he says, "Urgent necessity prompts many to do things." I love that quote. And then, you know, there's a lot of different layers with that. I think, you know, if you're thinking about a sales page, it could determine sort of what your copy is. You know, what is the urgent necessity of your customers or your website traffic, and how can you deliver the solutions that you have in your head to them? What methods are you using to do that? But it could also be in terms of this particular episode today. You know, what is urgent and necessary for you to complete? And what are the things on your to-do list that are sort of just fillers, things that perhaps are just hidden procrastinations? So hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know what you think. If you go to Twitter, you can tweet about it specifically, #AskPat168. Hope to hear from you, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.